Ethics in today's world. Ethics is often concerned with what is right or wrong, good or bad, fair or unfair, responsible or irresponsible. It can be associated with guilt, shame, empathy, compassion, and care. It applies to character and conduct. It addresses matters of public policy as well as private personal matters. On the one hand, it draws strength from the human social environment, established practices, law, religion, and individual conscience. On the other hand, it critically assesses these sources of strength. So, ethics is complex and often perplexing and controversial. It defies a concise, clear definition. Yet, it is something with which all of us, including young children, have a working familiarity. Ethics is an important subject to consider, but it also has a wider application throughout any business. One individual's concept of what is ethical may be completely different from another's concept. Therefore, it is essential to establish a common set of ethics to represent the entire organization, rather than just adopting a piecemeal approach. Brokers can disseminate ethics through training, policies, and careful selection at the HR stage. It is also vital to have enforcement mechanisms within the business to place ethics at the forefront of day-to-day trade to ensure a unified, morally sound approach to doing business. Organizations that consistently support ethics initiatives show more productivity and employee retention than organizations that consider corporate ethics merely an issue of compliance. Today's challenge for all businesses is to translate their mission statement into an everyday model that employees can use, from the president/CEO to the front line. Business people make decisions every day, and their actions can impact the lives of others. When business people make decisions that are not ethical, many people can be hurt, including employees, customers, and members of the general population, as well as the business itself. Companies operated by those who do not choose to do what is right often do not survive long term. Often, making business decisions that are counter to what is right may result in a short-term profit, but lead to the eventual demise of the organization. Good ethics are good business. With so many reasons why ethics are important, it is easy to see why many companies are investing time and money into creating an ethical corporate culture. Organizations that are committed to long-term success recognize that creating a culture where ethical behaviors are rewarded and encouraged is the ultimate key to survival today and growth in the future. Distinctions between law, ethics, and morals. Concepts about ethics, morality, and law date back to ancient Greece and Rome, with philosophers lecturing on those concepts during the steppes of the Stoa. These ideas are so steeped in ancient thought that the word ethics derives its name from the Greek ethos, meaning character. Conversely, morality has its etymological roots in Latin, coming from the word moralis. These two concepts are so similar in nature that it is sometimes difficult to distinguish between them. If you were to ask any number of people to define ethics and morals, you would get many different answers. How an individual understands the concepts of ethics and morals depends largely on life experiences. Many will define ethics as the way that society thinks about and evaluates the decisions and actions of others within the collective. Members of that group must think about how to act, then act accordingly. Morals are often considered an individual's deeply personal values and beliefs, taken beyond what society deems as the established norm. An individual's perception of right and wrong is established at a very young age. Most experts agree that a person has developed that sense before 10 years of age. The factors that shape a person's sense of morality are almost too numerous to list, but include the influence of immediate family, religious training, school experience. Many people derive their morals from their religion, which tells them what is right or wrong, good or evil, in the eyes of a higher power. Therefore, people living within the same society may have different moral standards, depending on their religion, political affiliation, or value system. Essentially, morals look to an authority higher than that of collective society for the correct way to behave. How does law fit into the mix? Law is inherently connected to ethics, but it is not the same. governments enact legislation to enforce and regulate the behavior and conduct of individuals, thereby creating order in the chaos. Many police departments across the country proudly display the phrase, "to protect and serve," on their police cars, badges, and buildings, because the law is in place to protect us from each other. Laws do not necessarily reflect the teachings of a supreme being or adhere to each individual's morals, as a practice can be legal, even if some consider it immoral. Pay attention to some of the more hotly debated topics in the news today. Is there a disparity between morality and the law? Minimum ethical standards. It is clear that minimally adhering to state and federal law in the practice of real estate is not sufficient. A practice can be legal and still not be ethical. The duty to disclose material facts about a property and all aspects of a transaction requires far more than merely following the letter of the law. What is ethics? Ethics refers to the standards of behavior that tell us how we should act in different situations and roles as friends, parents, children, citizens, business people, teachers, and professionals. Which of the following thoughts best reflects the way that you view ethics? Ethics has to do with what my feelings tell me is right or wrong. Ethics has to do with my religious beliefs. Being ethical is doing what the law requires. Ethics consists of the standards of behavior our society accepts. Each of these statements defines ethics differently, but all of them consider what is right and what is wrong. Ethics is two things. Ethics refers to well-founded standards of right and wrong that prescribe what humans ought to do, usually in terms of rights, obligations, benefits to society, fairness, specific virtues. Ethics refers to the study and development of one's ethical standards and principles that, when followed, promote values such as trust, good behavior, fairness, kindness. Five sources of ethical standards. The utilitarian approach. Ethical action produces the greatest balance of good over harm to those affected. The rights approach. Individuals have the right to have their moral rights protected and respected, the right to be told the truth, and the right not to be injured. The fairness or justice approach. Ethical action is equal for all, or if not, then fair for some, based on some defensible standard. The common good approach. Ethical standards and actions embrace common conditions that are important to the welfare, common good, of all. The virtue approach. Ethics are habits that enable us to act accordingly as persons who are truthful, honest, courageous, compassionate, generous, tolerant, and possess integrity, fairness, self-control, and prudence. Ethical dilemmas. Everyone has heard of an ethical dilemma. Most people have been faced with one or more during their professional or personal lives. What then is an ethical dilemma? The term ethical dilemma is defined as a situation in which individuals may find themselves when they do not know the right course of action, have difficulty doing what they consider to be right, find the wrong choice very tempting. Since human beings are inherently flawed, how do they make the right decisions when faced with an ethical dilemma? Making good ethical decisions requires sensitivity to ethical issues, methods for exploring the ethical aspects of a decision, weighing the considerations that should impact our choice of a course of action, step-by-step approach to ethical decisions, recognize the issue. Could my decision harm a person, company, or community? How could my decision affect people with dignity, rights, and hope for a better life? Get the facts. What are the relevant facts? Are there any unknown facts? What options exist for action? What would someone you respect say about your list of options? Evaluate alternative actions. Is there an option that is best for the common good? The common good approach. Is there an option that allows me to be a virtuous person? The virtue approach. Make a decision and test it. What would someone you respect say about the option you chose? Would you feel good about explaining your decision in public? Act, then reflect on the decision later. How were all concerned affected? If you had to do it all over again, would you make the same choice? Would you do it differently? Ethics in today's world involves the continuous study of our own moral beliefs and our own moral conduct, striving to ensure that we, and the institutions that we help to shape, live up to standards that are reasonable and solidly based. Most people have a good understanding of what is right or wrong. Recognizing and navigating conflicting moral dilemmas poses the most significant challenge to license holders. What might seem right for one party to a transaction may seem less so for the other.